This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. General at your service. Broadus is on the practice field in Oxnard, and we're going to be checking in with him shortly to get the very latest, his takeaways from practice number two for the Cowboys training camp. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there. Master control here, 75 and Fitzhugh's fixing to go 4.5 flawless. Of course, Woolchuck and Shea follower in the house. And you can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Our training camp coverage brought to you by the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird, Southern Table and Bar. Shoddy Presser, over an hour ago, he had some interesting things to say, guys. The thing most popular right now on Cowboys Twitter, he said, being static as an offense makes it easier on the defense. He does not want to be static. So they're playing around with some of the ones they're going to use, but they're going to switch those up pretty regularly, talking about shifts and motions. And I feel like this officially makes one decade we've been talking about these on 105.3 The Fan. And now finally they got a coach that really sort of understands the opportunity here and how you're kind of hanging your guys out to dry. I think a lot of coaches, even some quarterbacks, leaned on the old school way of, oh no, I want where I can see everything and that my guys don't have a bunch of stuff to worry about. You know, they're worried about the players being able to execute or remember all their assignments. We're going to have flags. We're going to have the wrong guy in motion. We're going to have too many guys in motion. And so, I mean, the old school really got their tails whooped by McVay's and Shanahan's and Ben Johnson's on this whole thing over the last decade, but we're finally in the game, Chief.
Finally in the game, a little bit late to the party, but at least we are there now. That's kind of the MO of the way the Cowboys like to do things. It's a little bit late, but I am very, very fortunate that we're here. It's going to be a lot more fun to watch, and you just put defenses in predicaments. Can you imagine going up against a McVay or Ben Johnson or Shanahan offense, and then one of these old 90s offenses comes into town the next week, and you're looking at each other and the week leading up to the practice, like, oh, dude, this is nothing. Last week, we had all these different things, all these different eye candy and the leverage that it creates for the offense and the predicament that it puts defenses in. It's just like, yeah, offensively, you're going to have a bunch of guys on the same page. You're probably going to have to work a little bit. You're going to have to understand what's going on. Everybody's on the same time. But when you see half the league being able to get it done, there's no excuse why you can't either.
Yeah, you know, and I think it does come down to your coaches. Like, your coaches have to have the appetite for learning themselves, and they can't be so egotistical about what they've done. And, you know, I think, like, reading about Brian Schottenheimer's journey to here today, is it in The Athletic?
Yeah, Mike Silver's article is awesome.
Man, just an incredible article, wasn't it? And I think, you know, his journey put him in a spot where if he had gotten a head coaching job 20 years ago or 15 years ago when he was the hot young candidate, he wouldn't have been this ready, you know. But the fact that he got humbled and thought he was out, and then getting pulled in as a consultant for the Cowboys like 3 or 4 years ago allowed him to shift his perspective from what I think I do well and what I've learned to what's everybody else in the NFL doing? You know, and as a result of that, the light bulb's been coming on for Brian Schottenheimer. And then when it was time to hire coaches, he was like, I mean, I really can't hire my friends because, You know, that's not going to give me the best opportunity to find the guys out there that are thinking along the same lines. And the fact that he went outside of his history, outside of his social network to find the coaches, it's just, amazing. I mean, maybe for the first time since Parcells. Sure. I have not had this level of optimism about the Cowboys head coach.
Yeah, because it was, even in that article, it was talking about how, like, prior to McVay and really everybody coming to the NFL and really showcasing all the movement and the pre-snap motion, he was doing some of this stuff when he was with the Jets. And I guess, you know, obviously McVay and these guys have taken it to a whole other level. But it did kind of make me think, you were the offensive coordinator here last year. Like, where was this? So is that just, maybe it's an indictment on Mike McCarthy. Maybe Mike McCarthy was like, hey, I just don't want to do any of that stuff. And we can lean to that. He's not here anymore. But it's also, it is a little puzzling. Like, you were on the staff. We had the opportunity to kind of do a little bit of this stuff. But I guess Mike might have just been C-blocking it.
Yeah, maybe this is how Shoddy got the gig. Like, here's what I would do different. Here's everything, you know, I suggested to Mike McCarthy, but he's like, no, we don't want to do that. He also talked about the under center stuff, right? So you're not only guessing, you know, what's this guy in motion doing? Why are they shifting? Why are they in stacks and bunches? Who's going to release first? But, oh, look at this. Dak's under center a bunch. Mm-hmm. And he talked about that at his presser today, saying there's tells to the defense when you're in gun. He said they want to be multiple as much as possible. He said they're also going to be installing pistol. They want to do wildcat. Yeah. Well, Chuck, I know you heard that. Yeah. I heard your remark about that when you were over there in the production room. And, you know, they want to be balanced as much as possible to keep the defense guessing. It was way too predictable, either too much running or too much passing on first down. Like, to start with, be 50-50 on first down, right? Don't have any tells based on your alignment, based on anything, if we're going to run or pass on first down. Because you saw with Jason Garrett always running on first down. And then, you know, the let Dak cook era that we've been in over the last 5 or 6 years, that all we needed to do was pass a lot more on first down instead of running. Guess what? That is incredibly predictable and gamifiable as well, if you know, you're that predictable. So, you know, those are the kind of things that I'm excited to talk about here in Oxnard. You know, over the years, when they elevated Kellen Moore, you know, or when Mike McCarthy takes over, we've spent big portions of the offseason saying, do you think we could get more motion? Do you think we could get more stacks and bunches, more play action, more under center? And then we'd show up, and what happened? It looks about the same. Like, Dak's basically played in the same offense with four different offensive coordinators up until now. Mm-hmm. But this is the year that everything changes, and you know, the vibes are going to be the fuel that gives everybody the energy to get on the same page and stay on the same page. Anything else jump out to you guys from Shoddy's presser today?
I love his honesty when talking about George Pickens and just saying, like, talking with the people from Pittsburgh. This dude's awesome. He's the best receiver on the field pretty much all the time. It's just, can you get him to show up on time, and just the little kind of details and the maturity things. And so he's, like, very just confident in saying, this is exactly who George Pickens is. Here's the pros, here's the cons. Hopefully George is ready to be the ultimate professional.
Yeah, George is you know, quite a player. It's so frustrating, you know, talking with people in Pittsburgh of how frustrated they were with him.
Yeah, because the talent is unreal.
I mean, like, not running routes if you're the secondary option, giving up in the middle of plays, like, all this stuff is real. So I you know, I do think a change of scenery can be powerful. And, you know, I think George Pickens is a much better overall person than maybe has been portrayed based on some of the stuff that he did on the football field. But we need him to be significantly more professional. And if he's not, people will be happy to see him go next year. Right now, I'm under the impression that George Pickens is going to play great. We're going to put pressure on the Cowboys to sign him. But if the things show up like did last year in Pittsburgh, where oftentimes they were even significantly over 500, he's just jammed up. He's not getting the football. He's totally taken himself out of the game by the second quarter, you know. And it's not uncommon, you know, when you're dealing with wide receivers. Dez was a guy you had to get the ball to early. Maybe, you know, CeeDee Lamb has showed some frustration. You know, I think with all three guys, incredible talents, very, very competitive, and they don't want to run around and put all the work in for 3 hours and barely get the football. It becomes very frustrating when you're losing. You feel like you're getting open and you're not getting the football. But I mean, the things in Pittsburgh were more systemic. Like, they didn't want him to run a full route tree. They didn't throw the ball over the middle. like as kind of a rule for the offense. Too risky, you know. So there, I think there were a lot of frustrating things there, and hopefully more targets, more success, more points. You know, obviously the vibes with CeeDee Lamb are incredible. These guys are like Starsky and Hutch out there. He did say, Shoddy did say he believes they're going to be one of the top takeaway teams in the league. And, you know, talking about some of the plays that his defenders were making yesterday, they won the turnover battle against the offense, and that's one thing to track today. Can the offense, you know, win the day after the defense was pretty dang impressive? I'll take that. You know, I feel like there's more question marks overall about how the defense is going to play in the offense. All right, Jacob DeGrom was awesome, man. After giving up a home run to open up the game, he was amazing over six innings, allowed just two more hits, threw 86 pitches, generated 28 swings and misses, second most whiffs in a game this year. In only six innings? That's just wild, dude.
Unreal.
It's unbelievable, you know, and I think Tarek Skubal has the season lead with 32 swings and misses and more innings of work. Corey Seager broke it open with that three-run shot in the seventh. It'll be Semien and Garcia also going deep last night and, you know, looking at those guys tonight. But Higashioka is on fire. OPS over 1,000. If he's going to be anything close to this, and you know, I guess he's hurt now, so we'll have to see if he can.
He's got that hammy. Let's
get an update from Sands on that in an hour. Yeah. Do we have anything on that yet?
I haven't heard anything yet, and I haven't seen an announcement on like what the lineup's looking like. But that'd be big because yeah, he's been real hot right before the break. It was that series in San Diego against his former team. Started swinging the bat much better, hitting some homers, and the power. I mean, a guy that hit 17, 18 home runs. I think he had five entering that series. Like you knew, eventually that would come back around. But DeGrom, I saw MLB.com was putting out top 10 lists. One of them didn't even have DeGrom as a top 10 pitcher in the game right now. Another one had him at like 8. And I don't know if this is just we expect Jacob DeGrom to go out and be otherworldly, but the dude's third in ERA, 2 in WHIP, 2 in OPS, and 2nd in BAA. So, I mean, when it comes to this, first pitcher to get 10 wins this season already, and I know, hey, the wins and losses, we're not judging pitchers by that anymore, but basically when he's taken the bump, regardless of the offensive success, he's found a way to get this team a victory. He's been absolutely brilliant this year, and I'm hoping maybe he can steal a Cy Young for the Rangers.
That would be awesome. I think it's an embarrassment to not have Jacob DeGrom in a top 10 list right now. It's like, turn in your press pass, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, is it dismissive? I think maybe, you know, at times baseball turns into a East Coast sport and all those writers are just in their East Coast bubble and Rangers maybe playing some games on the West Coast. They're asleep. Maybe they think Jacob DeGrom's hurt. Maybe they think this team's just not good and got lucky and won a World Series. Maybe they're just not paying attention because, you know, they haven't been over 500, but they are now 52-50. And, you know, I'm not really looking at the division standings. I don't know about you guys. It's just wild card to me. They're 1.5 back, you know, catching. They're just right on the Mariners' heels now. Jeff Passan has done a trade deadline preview thing. Ooh. Rangers have the bones of a scary postseason team. He writes, headlined by DeGrom and Eovaldi, backed by a bullpen of anonymity. They have the best ERA in baseball over the past 2 months. We knew that the first 2 months. They still got it. The offense has been the problem, and if that starts to turn around, the Rangers can be a very dangerous bunch. Last night I tweeted, we got our Rangers back, don't we? Is that jinxing it?
Well, I sure hope not. I mean, I think the sample size is getting large enough to feel confident that you're back in the mode of the team that you were kind of expecting this team to be. So I don't think that's a jinx. I think that's just kind of calling it what it is right now.
Yeah. I feel that way, you know, and just watching them play now, it has that feeling of not, oh, wow, they scored. It's like, yep, game starting. Here we go. Ball's flying out of the yard. You know, this is the Rangers offense that CY built, or at least significantly closer to it. They're saying look out for them getting involved for Marcell Ozuna at DH. I think he's 34 years old. Hitting about 235 with decent power
with Atlanta
this year. Yeah,
I mean, hey, that would certainly be a guy. It's just I don't know what happens with Jock Peterson though. That would be, I mean, Jock's not a guy that's really going to be doing a whole much of position play for you. So if he's not DHing, I don't know what his role is with the club. And I think Osuna's a similar deal at his age right now. So that I think they might, depending on what's going on with Higgy, catcher could kind of be a sneaky need with the way Jonah's not really performing offensively. I mean, I think defensively, he's still a guy that, you know, frames pitches pretty well. He can throw some guys out from time to time. But, yeah, if Higgy's injury was something that he had to go on the IL, I'd be a little bit nervous there because he's been really a catalyst for this uptick in offensive performance.
Man, that's interesting. Yeah, can you find another catcher that's got a bat? I mean, those guys are coveted, and if there's one on a contending team, there's no way you're prying that off him. If there's a young one, there's no way you're prying that out because that's just bonus. You know, a lot of the catchers these days are basically pitchers up there hitting around 200 and just flailing at things. So if you get a guy that can produce, typically teams don't let those guys go. They've had decent catching prospects over the years in the minors, but nobody comes to mind currently.
Well, took a first rounder 2 years ago more, but I mean, I don't think he's anywhere near ready, and I don't know how well he's been playing this year in the minors.
All right, we got to run. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. On the other side, Woolchuk's top 10. We'll replay the G-Bag of the Day champion for you and continue with the show here. Brought us watching practice. He'll jump back on the tennis courts and grab a headset here in the next hour or so with all your training camp takeaways here on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys 105.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's Men's T Clinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Who is our G-Bag of the Day champion? What is Woolchuk's top 10 at 220 looking like? You're about to find out both those things. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, it's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Let's go into the Pimp Cup.
Yeah. Lucius is the champ. There it is. Yeah. The G-Bag of the Day. We do it every day. Every weekday at 5:30, replay the champion right about this time. You caught it. Good luck, bro. If you see anything floating out there, let me know. It could be a fight. It could be whatever. It doesn't matter. At Lucky Lucius P on social media. This is day two for this champion audio Beyond the Policy podcast. Stand up. You're being played on the G-Bag Nation. Somebody go tell the Beyond the Policy podcast, covering everything Dallas. The legendary Dale Hansen tells a story about hanging out with Jerry Jones.
So Jerry Jones and I and a couple other guys, I think Jim Reeves was there, Mickey Spagnuolo, a bunch of reporters. We're going from bar to bar to bar.
Right.
Well, now it's like 2 o'clock and they're closing this bar we're in. And Jerry said, let's go down to 6th Street in Austin where the bars stay open, but they don't, you know, they can't serve, but the bars stay open. I said, well, yeah, why not? I mean, I'm kind of keyed up. I'm logged over. We walk in. Jones said, I'm going to need drinks for all my guys. And the bartender, and I've used this line myself, and I love this line. Gary looks at the bartender and said, I'm going to need drinks for all my guys. And the bartender said, I'm very sorry, Mr. Jones, but, you know, it's after 2 o'clock, and we can't sell alcohol. And Jerry looks at him without missing a beat and said, buddy, you either start serving my friends drinks or I'm going to buy the bar tomorrow and you're the first sumbitch I get rid of.
Such a flex, man.
Yeah. How do we know he's not keyed up right there?
He sound like he could be.
He got the grooving, bro. He got the grooving real quick.
Some of those guys from that Rolling Stone generation, it surprises me. They're still up and just getting after it. You know, Dale's still in his prime, I believe. Put this guy on the evening news. Got a sports cast still. You kidding me?
On the evening news.
He just retired so he could have enough time to count his money. It's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 220. Here he is, Zach with an H.
Thank
you're Willie Bully.
Very much. National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. And last week I did have the list that we didn't quite get to, the new ice cream flavors of the summer. What's the best ice cream you've had this summer? 877-881-1053. Big congratulations, though, to friend of the show, Ralph Strangis, and Dallas Stars great Joe Neuwendijk. They are getting into the Dallas Stars Hall of Fame, as they announced today. So they're going to be formally inducted during the team's Hall of Fame weekend, November 14th to the 16th. Looking forward to that. Ralph was awesome jumping on with us during the playoffs. And Joe Neuwendijk, of course, Stanley Cup champion, was the Stars general manager for a little while. That didn't go great, but either way, is one of the all-time Dallas Stars. So thrilled for Ralph. And that's going to always, I mean, anytime you do the Hall of Fame ceremonies for any sport, but specifically, I think for the Stars, the fans show out. And that's going to be a great moment there in November.
The only thing I don't like about Ralph is that he left too soon. You know, we should be enjoying the next 10, 20 years of Strangis doing his thing. But I love that, you know, he's gone off and done his own thing and found joy for life in other ways there. It's great to see him, though, doing his thing on social and YouTube and being around the games for the playoff run and all that. It's awesome. But, I mean, Joe Neuwendijk, you don't get anywhere near the Stanley Cup championship without him. I think it was 6 game-winning goals in that run in 99, man.
It's clutch.
Yeah.
Absolutely clutch. Just a stud muffin. And then it does look like, and I know Brian's been very outspoken about this, Clayton Adams, former offensive line coach in Arizona, Cowboys' new OC. He is. It's funny because him and Fluce, like going back to their roots here and some of the practice photos and videos that are coming out, Fluce is there working with the linebackers, former linebackers coach, now DC, and then Clayton Adams, the offensive coordinator. He just can't help himself. He's got to be in the trenches there with the offensive linemen. So I love that. I mean, I just the addition of Matt Eberflus alone made me feel better that this linebacking core was just going to be better under his tutelage, because that's his bread and butter. Matt Eberflus has always just gotten the most out of his linebackers, and I'm hoping to see guys come in here. Maris Leifau hopefully has a positive impact there. Guys like Kenneth Murray, Jack Sanborn that we're excited about. Hopefully we see a positive step and bounce back for Kenneth Murray after a struggling season last year. But Sanborn, one of the guys that he clearly loves, bringing him over from Chicago. So Clayton Adams getting into it. And then Dak and Beebe just loving up on each other. I mean, after yesterday, when it came to the wet tush stuff with Tom Brady and the under center deal, I bet Dak's got to let Cooper know, bro. Hey, make sure you're keeping that thing clean. Let's keep the baby powder rocking here.
What did we call yesterday? Hangage? We don't want
Brian
any,
brought up the...
We don't want any hangage?
Bad, yeah. The downstairs mix-up deal.
Yeah, and if that is a problem, then compliments to BB on that. The sweat factor, probably less of a concern in Oxnard than in most places.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind seeing, hey, Dak, you know, the leadership, go ahead and powder up your guy.
In front of the whole team.
That's what Brady did.
Get it done. Hey, you want to be one of the greats? You want to be the GOAT?
This is what it takes.
Follow the lead. Follow the lead. All right, 877-881-1053.
Sounds like something your mom would do when you're like poolside at 3 years old. Get over here.
Yeah.
Just Tommy. Rubbing sunscreen all over you.
Oh my gosh. You still got it all over your face. It didn't rub in properly.
Yeah. You just got just the like ghost face going.
Blotched all over the place. Yeah, it's just crazy. The energy in practice, it does look incredible. I can't wait to hear this from Brian a little bit later. But, fellas, we talked about that Pop-Tarts ice cream last week.
Yeah.
Our buddy Gojo reviewed it, gave it a 10 out of 10.
He said it's the greatest evolution since the wheel or something like that.
Wow.
He says this is better than anything he's tried in decades.
And he's trying it all.
And it looks incredible. It
does look really
These Pop-Tart ice cream sandwiches look truly
better than I envisioned it.
Amazing.
I wasn't sure how what they were going to do here, but it did. It looked absolutely delightful.
It's breathed new life into the Pop-Tart for me, you know?
Yeah,
I'm totally out. Totally out on a Pop-Tart, but now you combine it with an ice cream and Gojo giving it an endorsement like that. Got to see what's up.
Best ice cream you've had this summer, 877-881-1053. Happy National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. And if you love vanilla ice cream, is that your favorite? Let me know. Best ice cream, the caramel pecan turtle from H-E-B from the 817.
That's good
the
combo.
They had. That sounds delightful. Bluebell cookie cake from the 469.
Ooh, that sounds amazing. I had, you know, we were on vacation there a couple of weeks ago, went to visit the parents in Central Oregon, and there's this little ice cream shop down in the little town, and it's called Goodies, and they have what they call a chocolate peanut butter. It's basically a Reese's ripoff. Ooh, divine.
Gosh.
And I don't know, I don't even know what the brand was. Maybe they make their own, or they're contracting out with, you know, Dreyer's or Tillamook or something. I don't know, but Remy kept ordering it and would only eat like 5 bites and then be done. So I was crushing ice cream all week long.
Who's got to take over?
Yeah.
Dad does. That Jenny's ice cream that's now available in stores, I think it's Ohio based. Maya's been loving that during the pregnancy. And I don't know if it's like one specific flavor. If I were to go ahead and try and dabble in it, I'd probably lose a hand. And I don't blame her because you guys know me. If I start with a pint of ice cream, that thing is going to be finished. I won't be leaving any for her. I can't help myself. But the Jenny's is very, very good for those.
What's special about this? It's got some sort of designer carton that it's sitting in. Looks pretty expensive.
Yeah, it's trust me.
It's just amazing.
Cheap. It's not cheap, but it's good ice cream. Yeah, I mean, I never went to actual Jenny's in Ohio, but it's made its way here to the DFW.
Dang, there's a Jenny's ice cream subscription for $200.
What are you getting with that $200 subscription? My God.
Just,
is it's that like for the year?
It's like a wine.
Can I get free ice cream?
Like they just send you cartons
all
of,
your new
of
flavors?
Ice cream.
Gosh.
That's 12 weeks.
12 weeks?
Yeah, 3 months of ice cream there for you.
All right.
For $200. Bro, I could go to Brahms every day for the next 365 days and not spend that much on Dominant ice cream.
Yeah, I know. It is pretty spendy.
Have you been splurging on any ice cream, Lucius, or are we just sticking with the tried and true Rocky Road?
Hey, I'm glad you know me like that, bro. Yeah, it's straight up Rocky Road. But lately, I've been doing this thing where, what is that? The zero sugar whipped cream.
Yeah.
Put that in the freezer. It becomes like ice cream in a sense. Throw some almonds in there, a little bit of honey, and I'm eating on that.
Wow,
that
bro.
That is a really good cheat
code. So it's like in the tub?
Yeah, in the little tub joints. Yeah, you can like reuse the tub for like, you know, cereal or store some other foods.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're healthy dessert
at this point.
Well, that's a tremendous idea.
Wow.
H-E-B's Honey Sopapilla ice cream. H-E-B's coming out with some really good flavors on this text right now.
Yeah, you know, I and sopapillas are underrated. Or
they
are. Under-distributed.
Bluebell Grooms Cake from the 682. Peanut brittle ice cream being texted in. The top 10 here, the honorable mention was Tart Cherry Blast, one of the best new flavors of the summer. Cherry swirl in a, well, you're not going to like this, Gavin, cream cheese base.
Ooh, yeah.
With small sprinkles mixed in.
I'll give that a shot.
I know you would.
I'll take a scoopy of that.
You'll give that Tart Cherry Blast another shot. Number 10, Peach Cobbler, brown sugar ice cream with chunks of soft cake and a swirl of peach. The peach tastes cooked. More like filling than raw fruit.
As soon as you tell me there's chunks of something in the ice cream, I'm perked up. I don't even need it. You can just stop the sentence there. Give me a scoop.
You like it a little chunked? Mango sweet cream at number 9.
Ooh, okay.
Creamy base with a smooth mango swirl. The base has a slight cheesecake taste, which pairs well with the fruit.
Yeah. They're doing it.
You know, well, Chuck, I put on 15 or 20 pounds since Lent, and I just feel very offended that you're asking me all these questions about ice cream right now. So I'm going to turn
you.
My mic off.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Seriously, let's have some sensitivity.
Strawberry Angel Food Cake coming in at number 8. Oh, she smells like cake. Angel Food Cake. It's simple yet delicious. It's enjoyed in a Target's new flavor. Features vanilla ice cream with cake pieces and a strawberry swirl that somehow maintains a good texture. So Target bringing out that. Spicy Lime Margarita at number 7. That's a unique flavor right there.
The spicy, though.
Man, we're living in a great time for ice cream. Like, seriously, growing up, 80s, maybe even into the 90s. If you wanted to get exotic, that was like the Neapolitan. We're going to combine vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry here for you. Yeah. Or maybe you want some orange sherbet or sherbet. That was it. You know,
it is
in my house, the Neapolitan, it was all the chocolate was gone, all the strawberry was gone, and it was just that yellow thing just sticking in the middle, just going strong. Oh, bro. Yeah. And by the time it was yellow,
yes, it was yellow. You had to have chocolate syrup to make that back into a dessert.
Yeah, it's the lime chili flakes in here that give it a little bit of heat there. Number six, the summer ice cream at Target. It's the red, white, and blue, which honestly, this does seem like it's Neapolitan as well. It looks like it's blueberry flavored is the blue. And then you've got the strawberry and then the vanilla. So they just subbed out the chocolate for the blueberry.
Not bad.
Number five, strawberry tres leches at Baskin Robbins.
Jeez, that sounds amazing.
That sounds really, really good. This is like strawberry shortcake, tres leches style. Is what this picture looks like. Number four, birthday cake Oreo cookie ice cream. And Cold Stone.
Best dude, Cold Stone is going to run you. That's going to run you.
Expensive.
Don't ever make that mistake of walking in with the family thinking you're about to have a nice $15 ice cream experience.
Is that just like a solo journey?
That is, yes. And even then, you're like, did I really just do that?
Yeah.
Did I just spend like a nice entree and an appetizer worth of dollars on an ice cream cone?
Treat yourself.
That's a hell of a dad, bro. Eat some ice cream on your way home before you get to the crib.
That's crazy.
Dad, what's that?
Your chin. Number three is the Dubai chocolate bars. And these do look fantastic. Did you guys get into the Dubai chocolate craze that came out? It's like pistachio basically inside the chocolate.
Dubai chocolate?
Yeah.
No,
they
bro.
Look delicious, these chocolate bars. Number two is Dad's Root Beer Float ice cream. Root beer sherbet and vanilla ice cream swirled together. It is sherbet. It's not sherbet. Who the hell says sherbet?
I
it
smells
sherbet like sherbet. Good. Sherbet is good to me.
I love the orange.
Yeah, that one, the push pops.
Yes, yes.
The Flintstone joints.
So that's what I grew up on right there.
Yeah.
Number one, though, best new ice cream flavor this summer. Again, we go to Cold Stone. It's the new Nutter Butter flavor. The Nutter Butter. It's going to stick around for another month, but creamy, smooth. It's Nutter Butter ice cream with cookies, sugar crystals, and fudge mixed
in there.
For
only $20 a scoop.
Hey, pay for what you get there, I guess.
But no, it is delicious.
Shout out to the Nutter Butter. But yeah, it's expensive.
Doing. I mean, these places that are doing the roll-up ice cream or whatever, have you ever seen them?
Oh, yeah. They've got one in Deep Ellum.
Yeah, they have like this like frozen sheet, and they put the different ingredients and stuff, and they kind of like mash it all together. So whatever you're getting, you're watching it be made in front of you, and then they like roll it up. I forget what it's called, but that's actually really good too.
That sounds amazing right there. Cause I think one of my main concerns is having enough of the ingredients per, you know, square inch of ice cream. I don't want to have multiple bites where it's just big old mouthfuls of ice cream without the Oreo or the Reese's or whatever you're jamming in there. Well, thank you, Woolchuck. Hodgepodge your finest coming up next, Chief.
Yeah, let's podge it. I don't think Choppy's going to be happy when he hears this. Uh-oh. Plus, I think with KNC, I think Bochy gave us a pass on our rowdy disaster from yesterday. That's
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Next in the nation.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Broadus watching practice right now. He'll be back in probably 30 minutes or so with a bunch of takeaways. And Krusty's Corner is coming up in under an hour now. Here's the Chief.
I told you guys about the 99-99-9 challenge that
Barstool was doing with Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, did you see it?
I saw some clips of it, and it did not look like it was going great. They were kind of yelling and screaming at each other.
Yeah, there was some infighting going on. I mean, the heat of competition, battling, putting your body on the line, that'll do that.
Being legally
meat
drunk.
Sweats. Joey Jaws was not happy about the amount of people that were puking throughout the duration. He was like, this is not how eating competitions go.
Wow.
So he was pretty offended by that.
Carry yourself with some damn class. Act like you've been there before.
Now, he was a pitcher only, meaning he could only drink beer. So how many beers do you think he had? 12 ounce.
I'm going to say 15.
37.
20. Would have sounded cooler if Walchuk would have been like 17.
Hey, I got high standards for Joey.
20 beers. 20 12 ouncers.
And he's a regular size guy, isn't he? So 20 beers for him, he is just hammered.
Yeah, and you could tell because they had like the post game kind of like, hey, just tell us who your name is and what you just did. And it was pretty slurry.
It was for sure.
But 20 beers for old Joey Jaws in the 99-99-9 challenge. Now, yesterday we had our Rowdy Tellez interview that went over extremely well, and really everybody loved it. We're going to break it down.
What I've heard.
I guess sometime in the 4 o'clock hour.
I think
so.
About 2 hours.
The fallout from this has been pretty dramatic and a little bit overblown, I would say. I mean, the morning show treated it like it was just the single most embarrassing, disgusting, unprofessional interview in the history of sports. And I certainly think we probably could have done a better job.
Yes.
There's no doubt. We're gonna take ownership of this. But
yeah.
The reaction has just been overblown at the highest level. And so I actually have some sound here of what would warrant the type of reaction that we've been getting for yesterday's interview.
Okay? I love it.
A little bit of a slip up. This is the type of interview that if this would have been real from yesterday, then the reaction that we've gotten today would have made more sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming off of not playing a ton, just trying to put the barrel on the ball, put together good at bats.
So you say you're not playing a ton. So you are down under 2,000 pounds now. That's awesome for you.
Rowdy to Lasagna joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. So, like, how have things been so far, like, you know, in the clubhouse?
Trying to find where I am, you know, find where kind of fitting in.
Oh, Rowdy. They have to have chairs that you fit. It's a Major League Clubhouse, dog.
Rowdy Trace Lachis joining us on the G-Bag Nation. So tell us about who you are behind the burger grease.
You know, I like to smile and laugh and make jokes, so.
Yeah, you chubsters usually have to make up for it with a funny bone. More you love, I always say. Rowdy Tater Tots with us on the Fan. So were you always such an adorable little butterball?
No. I think growing up, I was actually kind of the opposite.
Really? That just seems so impossible to believe. I just can't envision you being Rowdy Toledo's.
Yeah, that's a great point, General. What was being skinny like for you? Did you just hate it so much that you've never gone back to it? Hello?
You still with us, Router Sugar?
Rotisserie Chicken, you there? Okay, I think we lost him.
Can't believe you guys asked him all those questions.
If that would have been our interview from yesterday, that I could understand some of the just cartoonish backlash that we've received.
Yeah. So for anybody that hasn't heard, I just thought he was a big strapping son of a gun. They'd be like, hell yeah, give me 5 brisket sandwiches and get out of my way. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I didn't think of like a pro athlete would be that body conscious.
And in the 25 or so minutes that we had to prepare for this interview, I think we discovered that this guy was supposed to be a pretty fun personality.
Yeah.
He even said himself, self-deprecating.
He did.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, 25 minutes is probably on the high side. That's 25 minutes, but you have to do two radio segments between now and then. So, I mean, I was cramming to, and I think maybe I you know, I probably shouldn't have asked a Jewish guy if he would have been a minister in another life.
Yeah.
You know, maybe rabbi, or maybe just avoid the cloth altogether. Yeah, there were some regrettable things, but I agree, Chief. Like, the reaction from him, insane, you know? Like, I think it was a serviceable interview on our end. I thought
I would say maybe a touch below serviceable.
Sure.
I like it. You know, I just have to, I just, at least speaking for me, seeing the way he reacted to the beginning, I probably should have just punted on the earthquake stuff.
Wow.
But
did you know at the time that he was reacting to me based on the idea of me thinking I was making fun of him? Did that register at the time?
A little. I mean, looking at Wolchuk's face.
Yeah, I don't know how you didn't realize at the time that it was he definitely was not really vibing with that.
I knew he wasn't vibing with that.
He made it kind of evident, I thought. But,
huh.
I guess it's the player's fault, you know, okay, for being upset about it.
Okay, so then KNC does the bad teammate thing of asking Bochy about if he heard the interview. And this was him earlier. Listen to him talk about Rowdy. And if he sat here in the studio yesterday and was firing off questions, I think they might have been a little bit similar.
He's fun to watch. You know, when you look at him, he looks like the big bully that stole your lunch money and ate it too, though. Here he is helping us win ball games now.
I love it. I love it.
Did you by chance hear anything about his interview with our afternoon show yesterday?
No. Tell me about it.
No.
Yeah, you know, they might have really focused on the weight as part of a lot of their interview questions, and I know he's a funny guy. I don't know if he totally loved all of those questions.
He seemed like a good dude.
Yeah.
He did a great job with it yesterday.
Yeah, no, he is. He's been great. He's been a nice addition.
You know, and that's the thing that I do regret, and it was just lack of skill on my own part. And on a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, Chief, I think you had a point there. I'd probably give myself a 2 or a 3, you know? And I understand. He's an awesome dude, right? Everybody loves him, right? So that kind of sucks, you know, that we had that interaction with him, because my thought would be, man, he was way too sensitive. And my thought would be, Rowdy Tellez, not very cool, you know? Rowdy Tellez did not roll with the punches. And I would say, like, his first reaction with the dead air made everything else awkward after that. That's on him. You know, at some point as a player, if you want to do interviews, show up and be ready to answer questions. You know,
you mean like show up on time or whatever?
That would be nice, too.
Well, I mean, Bochy says he looks like the big bully who stole your lunch and ate it, too.
Yeah.
So let's not act like these were coming out of left field. Now, the other thing that perhaps, and I think RJ is probably going to be a little bit butthurt about this.
Well, he definitely wasn't happy that they interviewed Milton to begin with.
KNC interviewed the Tennessee Volunteer Joe Milton. And that's one heck of a way to come out of the gates of training camp when you get a second or third quarterback to come be able to sit down with you. But that was Choppy's one seed for interviews.
Okay, I can see that.
And so he was pretty ticked off about the idea that they were going to get the interview that he so desperately wanted. Oh. And then you're going to hear the end of the interview, and I think he's going to be even more upset with the way they portrayed Choppy as a bit of a stalker fanboy to Joe Milton.
Oh.
I just want to warn you about Choppy. I've seen him operate before. There was a time we were at the Super Bowl bar. He saw Cooper Manning, and he walked over there to talk to Cooper Manning, and he posted up like he was going to hang out and have a conversation. Never met this guy in his entire life. And he's like, no, we're going to hang out and be friends. So don't get too close to RJ, because he's going to be like, what about your phone number? What's your player tag? Like, just be careful. He's a lovely person, and he loves Tennessee, but like, just
I didn't talk about you. These your friends.
He knows. I never said that. We worked together.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, that was a good line by Hagee, but even Joe Milton was like thrown off. You guys are throwing this guy under the bus like this?
This is your friend.
What the hell, man?
Yeah. So now I don't know how much of a chance Choppy has, because now he's not going to be a credited media member when he shows up to training camp trying to have a sports conversation with Joe. Joe's going to be like, oh gosh, here comes the fanboy guy.
Yeah, I've heard about you.
Wanting an autograph or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they ruined that relationship before it even got off the ground.
So I can only imagine just how upset Choppy, and he was ranting this morning about it. He was halfway not even participating in crosstalk with KNC. When he hears that,
oh, man,
I think that's not going to sit well.
Well, that's definitely going to get a diss track going, and maybe it'll take Sean and RJ off our case a little bit, you know? And maybe that's exactly what we need here to move on. All right, it's the G-Back Nation. You're on the Fan. Let's talk Rangers baseball as Jared Sandler is set to join us. The team's hot. What is this now? Winners of 4 of 5 coming out of the break. Mm-hmm. 5 of 6 overall. I believe that's right. 5 of 6 overall. And looking very much like a wild card team. We'll see if Jared Sandler agrees and what are the keys to get another victory tonight. That's coming up next in the Nation.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.